KZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio News Watch.
Violent protests have forced the Durban University of Technology to suspend physical classes at its Pietermaritzburg campuses. Newswatch's Celu Musa Zulu reports.
The institution says classes will be now held online until further notice. Last week, housing offices were torched at one of the campuses, allegedly by protesting students. Students have expressed concern about DUT's outsourced housing services, claiming they are not fit for purpose. The university says while it acknowledges students' genuine grievances, it cannot allow violence, arson, or intimidation. Management says an investigation is underway to identify those responsible for the burning of the housing offices. Celu Musa Zulu, East Coast Radio, Newswatch.
Comrades Marathon runners are being warned to stick to the seeding batches they've been allocated or risk being disqualified. The Comrades Marathon Association says it's aware that some participants are involved in what is known as batch jumping on race day. It's when a runner pushes their way forward from their time batch to a faster pace group closer to the front at the starting point.
So we are very easily able to pick up when people don't start in the correct timing batch and the correct start batch. And it's actually a form of cheating. If you start ahead of the batch that you've been allocated to, whether you entered into the wrong batch or you entered the right batch, but then you pushed your way forward through other athletes to start in a batch ahead of you, it's basically like jumping the gun because you get a head start over your peers. And that is considered to be a form of cheating, but it's also a massive safety concern.
The Ultramarathon's operations manager, Anne Ashworth, says batch jumping could lead to pushing, athletes tripping, and congestion that might cause a bottleneck at the front of the race. The 97th edition of the Comrades Marathon will be run on Sunday, the 9th of June, from Durban City Hall up to Pietermaritzburg. And the South African Council of Churches has reiterated its call for peace ahead of the general elections. It led a national day of prayer in Soweto yesterday for this month's polls. The service was attended by political party leaders, IEC officials, SAPS officers and community leaders. The council's acting general secretary, Reverend Mzwandi Lemolo, called on political parties to remember the responsibility they have towards citizens.
We remind ourselves that having voted, we still need to hold that mirror before ourselves and before the politicians and before everybody that makes South Africa work and be most loving to say, how do we roll up our sleeves and meet the needs, particularly of the poorest of the poor? How do we make people safe?
Political veteran John Sweeney has been named head of the pro-independent Scottish National Party, leaving him poised to become Scotland's new leader. He replaces Hamza Yusuf, who resigned last week as Scotland's leader and head of the SNP. The 39-year-old Yusuf stepped down as he faced a confidence vote in the Scottish Parliament. The top story, violent protests have forced DUT to suspend physical classes at its Pietermaritzburg campuses. More news at ecr.co.za.
Here's what's coming up in your sport. John Plumtree, full of praise for his informed fly-half, Siya Masuku. Man United chasing a European spot when they face Crystal Palace tonight. Woo-hoo! And Yannick Sinner is in doubt for the French Open.